My guest says we're living in an age of counterfeit Christianity. Many have lost or never really had real hunger and the fire for God. But she says you are only one encounter away from your God-given destiny. Don't give up. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Moses, Joshua, Caleb, David had the Shekinah glory on them. As a traditional Jewish man, that same glory rescued me and gave me something I never knew was possible, experiential knowledge of God. And that same glory is in this studio now and will give you that same experiential knowledge of God. My guest, Lydia Merrill, was raised in an inner city church where she saw the power of God. She would see addicts, drunks, prostitutes stumble into the church, and the pastor, her grandfather, would pray for them, and she would see many instantly delivered from addictions, healed, and saved. But even with this demonstration of God's power at such a young age, Lydia battled what many of you are battling right now, fear. And she desperately needed her own encounter with God. But at age 11, Lydia, what happened?
Sid, I tell you the truth. I grew up in such a wonderful family, Pentecostal family. My grandfather was the pastor, and we had seen God move in some powerful ways. My grandfather commonly moved in miracles when I was a little girl. But you know, the church became cold and hard and religious. I often say that religion is when you think you can carry on having church without God. There was nothing real happening in the room. Lives were not being transformed. And to be honest with you, we had an outbreak of sin in the church. Huh. From the same people, they were singing the songs, they were giving their $2 offering, Sid, they were listening to the messages allegedly, and they were, you know, in Jesus' name, amen. But nothing real, nothing transactional with God was happening in their life. There was no correlation from Sundays to what was happening the rest of the week in their life. And we just became so dead and dry. I noticed that the altar that we used to pray in when I was a very little girl. We'd have altar services, people praying and crying out for God, you know, asking God to encounter them, and they would experience Him and get up, and there you would see the glory of God on their faces. The altars just stopped. There was no real prayer. There was no real waiting for the Lord. It just wasn't happening anymore. And in that moment, a friend of my dad's, a pastor friend, told my daddy, he said, "Man, there's this revival that's broken out in Pensacola, Florida at Brownsville Assembly of God. You have got to go check it out." And he said, "People are shaking under the power of God. They're falling out under the power, all these crazy supernatural things." And my dad said, "I wouldn't cross the street to see that," because he didn't want one more chill bump experience. He wanted something real. And his friend said, at this point, the revival's only been going a few months. At this point in the revival, about 5,000 people have been totally transformed by the power of Jesus. And Dad said, "This I gotta see." And we went to Brownsville for the very first time.
Tell me just briefly,
yeah,
this fear that you battled.
You know, I didn't even realize it at the time, but it was a three generations worth generational curse of fear on my life. I am third generational Pentecostal preacher, but when I was a little girl, you know, everybody in my family's in ministry. Everybody preaches, prophesies, leads worship, gets on a platform. Everybody can sing or play something. I was the child that hid behind the pew, and I would just shake. And Sid, I can remember when I was a little girl, and I used to say in my bedroom to the Lord, I said, "I know that you have called me. I know that you have something for my life, but I cannot do this. I don't want you to take your hand off me, but I can't do what you've called me to do." I was so paralyzed. I wanted nothing to do with it. I would try and I would completely shut down. I just could not do it. But that first night when we went to Brownsville, we had never met anybody in that building. Nobody knew who we were. And when Pastor Steve Hill gave the altar call, we saw 1,000 want people to give their lives to Jesus, just like that. And then he said, we want to pray for every one of our first-time visitors who wants prayer, if you want a fresh touch from God. And honestly, this service had been going on now for 3.5, 4 hours. And I was about 11 years old, just short of my 12th birthday. My little brother, Philip, he was 8 years old. My mom was done with us being done. We were all exhausted. And my dad, he said, well, I'm going to go down and get prayer. I'll just go down by myself and you can take the kids. Mom said, yeah, I'm just going to stay back with the kids. My dad took 3 steps down the aisle of that sanctuary and he spun around on his heel and he said, no, we came as a family. We're getting prayer as a family. We did not think it was awesome. We were annoyed, but that was the sentence that set us up for the greatest change of life we had ever experienced. When we went into that altar, Pastor Steve Hill was giving a housekeeping speech. You know, don't let anybody pray for you that's not on the prayer team. He totally spins around. He didn't know us from Adam's house cat. Turns around and says to my dad, he said, sir, the anointing is raining all over you and your family. And my dad said, okay. You know, like, oh my goodness, what's happening? I'm thinking, oh my gosh, the crazy guy's yelling at us now. This was crazy. But he turns around and he said, no, I said the anointing is raining. He came running off the platform and he put his hands on my face. He said, sis, the anointing is all over your life and that's what's going to carry you through. And immediately the heavy glory of God came upon me. I lost my legs. This was no courtesy fall. I went down under the glory of God. It felt like an elephant sat down on my chest. I was sat there, and what I did not realize, I knew I felt the presence of God. I didn't know it was glory. I didn't know the terminology, but I knew I felt peace. I knew I felt the love of God. I knew I felt a heavy presence of God. And what I didn't realize is God was extracting that fear off of my life. When I got up off that floor,
three generations.
When I got up off that floor, Sid, it was nothing for me to pray, to preach, to prophesy, to lead worship. It was nothing. I was totally, completely transformed. People that knew me could not believe how free I got in that moment.
You know, I want to see if you have any fear of seeing it. The three generations of fear. Her greatest gift, the devil put this fear on her and she couldn't even walk into. Prove to me you can sing.
All right.
Release the fullness of your Spirit. Shekinah glory come.
The glory came. Okay. In your brand new book, you talk about a phrase, mind the gap. Explain that.
Sid, I am so blessed to have been raised going to the Brownsville Revival. I was blessed to be the worship leader of the Bay Revival. But I realized I came to a point in my life where I realized I have got to have a biblical definition of revival, not just something experiential. I need something from the book because everybody didn't get to go to Pensacola or Mobile. We've got to have something from the written word of God. You know, I've married an Englishman. And so Nathan and I were in London and we were waiting for the tube to come. We were in the underground. Waiting for the train. The train pulled up and the little computerized voice, she said, please mind the gap between the train and the platform. When I heard that voice, I realized God began to speak to me and I realized this is now my definition. God, when revival comes, God is showing up by His Spirit to close the gap between my daily experience and what I see written in the book of Acts. A real revivalist is going to mind the gap. What are we doing? We are calling for people to cry out in prayer for God to close the distance between our daily demonstration and what we see written in the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not the highlight reel of the early church. It wasn't the greatest hits album. It was the normal, everyday expectation of the church of Jesus. When people followed Jesus the Messiah, there were miracles. There were signs and wonders. People who were imprisoned for sharing Jesus, they were sprung out of jail by angels, and that was just another day at church. Peter's shadow healed the sick, and that was just another day walking with the Messiah. This is the normal expectation. And when I realized, oh my goodness, everything that's written in the book of Acts is available to us right now. I believe the greatest doctrine of demons that we've experienced in the Western world is cessationism. The devil is a liar. Every gift of the Holy Ghost is available right now for every follower of the Messiah. God would never leave us in this darkened world that we're living in right now with no supernatural recourse. That's why I love this show, because we are demonstrating Jesus is alive, and by his Spirit, he is still active today. So as a revivalist, it's my job to say, we're going to mind the gap. The normal expectation of a walk with God is that you're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. These signs still follow those who believe. Peter called the movement of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Shavuot. He called it outpouring. It was just like he named the baby that had just been birthed. Outpouring, revival is the authentic experience. It is the inheritance. It is the legacy of those who follow Jesus the Messiah.
Lydia says, when God moves, it's all about his reputation. Explain.
I believe that any move of God is going to be all about Jesus, because Jesus said when the Spirit of God comes, he always only magnifies Jesus. That is what the Holy Spirit does. So it's all about his reputation. God told Moses and Aaron, when you bless the people, you're going to put my name, my reputation upon them. He said, I'm gracious, I'm compassionate, I'm slow to anger, rich in love. He said, I'm going to lift up my countenance upon you, and I'm going to put my name on you. Sid, when I looked up, I was in Psalm 149 just studying, and I did a word study. It says in Psalm 149 verse 4, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the afflicted ones with salvation. I was totally, completely blown away when I discovered that the Hebrew word for salvation right there, it's Yeshua. His name, it was right there.
Now, Lydia heard a word. And it was not just a word. It was word for word.
Yes.
An urgent warning from God for America. She literally trembled when she heard this word. I mean, word for word, it was like dictated.
Yeah.
And you will tremble too. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Can you be a part of the passionate remnant that yearns for an outpouring of God's fire in your life and in the world? To find out, call or go online at sidroth.org to get Lydia Marrow's brand new book, Death to Counterfeit Christianity. Become the revival remnant that releases open heavens through prayer. You will also receive her brand new exclusive 3-CD audio teaching series, Prophetic Praise, Your Power to Unlocking God's Promises. All yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9930. With Lydia Marrow's book, Death to Counterfeit Christianity, experience deep hunger for God's presence and get vital keys you need to be a catalyst for revival wherever you go. Reject counterfeit Christianity and model your life on prayer, praise, and the miraculous occurrences found in the book of Acts.
Revival occurs when God shows up by his Spirit to close the gap between my daily experience and whatever I see written in the book of Acts.
Stand up boldly to prepare the next generation for their imminent move of God. Lydia's exclusive Prophetic Praise CD set is like an advanced school of worship. She gives you an insider's knowledge and mentors you in praise warfare ministry, so you too can become a more powerful praiser who can change your circumstances just by declaring God's reputation. Apply 7 Hebrew power words for praising God that releases supernatural benefits all around you and unlocks breakthroughs that win your battles. Learn practical praise tools that break up enemy structures so you can experience God's glory in your life, in your family, your city, and your nation. Go deeper into praise as Lydia Marrow imparts so much more to you in this audio CD set. Call or go online at sidroth.org to get Lydia Marrow's brand new book, Death to Counterfeit Christianity. Become the revival remnant that releases open heavens through prayer. You will also receive her brand new exclusive 3-CD audio teaching series, Prophetic Praise, Your Power to Unlocking God's Promises. You cannot get this exclusive CD set anywhere else. For a donation of $35, shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9930 or send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9930 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Lydia, God gave you a word for America, and I think it's fascinating. He dictated it word for word.
Yes.
Would you read that word for word prophecy about what's coming to America?
I was actually in some meetings in Louisiana, and the Lord interrupted the service, and He began to give me this word. It was word for word, just like what you were saying. It was so fast. I felt like I was taking down dictation. And I'll be honest with you, this word still makes me tremble. This word, this is the kind of thing that makes me want to fall down on my knees and cry out for mercy. I believe that this is a word right now for, especially for the United States. I know we've got people watching from all over the world, and I believe it will apply beyond the borders of the United States, but I believe this is specifically for the USA. This is what the Lord said to me. He said, there have been key junctures when I have dropped the plumb line of my justice. He said, even as it has been, so it is about to be again. The imposters who have trampled my grace are about to be dealt with as the plumb line drops. He said, structures that have been erected out of the ambition of the flesh are about to be brought down, for I am bringing a great realignment to my church in this hour. He said, many will say, where is your grace? He said, I will no longer allow my grace to be misrepresented or perverted or twisted so that someone can make a profit, for I will expose that which was not born of my spirit. He said, bow yourself low because your king will walk in your midst. And then he said this to me, and this right here, it took me back to my childhood. He said, remember the 1980s. Now, in the United States in the 1980s, there were many ministers that had the national spotlight
on television.
They were massively popular. We could say Christian celebrities. And I know many of these gentlemen have repented, so I don't mean this in any way negatively, but the Lord reminded me of when these people were exposed. They begin to fall like dominoes because their public message did not match their private life. And God dropped the plumb line in the 1980s, and the fallout was so great. God reminded me. He said, remember the 1980s. Remember when the plumb line dropped, He said, keep your eyes on the king because many entertainers will fall. And I heard God shout this word. He said, dominoes. He said, they will fall because it has all been a game to them. I believe right now, under the sound of my voice, I believe in this studio, I believe watching me all around the world, there are people right now that you have been dabbling in secret sin. You have been dabbling in sexual perversion. You've been addicted to pornography, Pastor, and nobody knows it. You've been addicted to drugs, ma'am, and nobody knows it. You've been drinking. Nobody knows it. And I want to call you right now to repentance. This is a season. God is releasing a call for you to get your life right with God. And if you don't do this privately, if you do not humble yourself privately, please hear me right now. I'm your friend. I'm here trying to help you. If you don't humble yourself privately, God will humble you publicly. I believe we're about to see a comeback of the fear of the Lord, especially in the United States, but also beyond. We are going to see a comeback of the reverential fear of the Lord. There is no more time for us to play games. All in this studio, I want you to pray with me, repeat after me, and wherever you're watching me from, I can see you right now watching on your laptop. I see you watching on your computer right now. You repeat after me. God is targeting you. He wants to make you right with Him right now. Let's pray together. Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I come to you right now.
I come to you right now.
And I repent.
And I repent.
I lay down my life.
I lay down my life.
At your feet.
At your feet.
I surrender.
I surrender.
I say to you.
I say to you.
I have been a sinner.
I have been a sinner.
I have hurt you.
I have hurt you.
I have hurt others.
I've hurt others.
And I've hurt myself.
And I've hurt myself.
And I ask you right now.
And I ask you right now.
Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your blood.
Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
I receive your sacrifice.
I receive your sacrifice.
For my life.
For my life.
And I ask you.
And I ask
come
you.
Be my Savior.
Come be my Savior.
Come be my Lord. and be my very best friend.
Be my very best.
Come live your life through me.
Come live your life through
me. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Lydia,
yes,
we've only got a couple of minutes left, but you teach on the power,
yes,
of praise.
Yes.
And I believe the power of praise is going to reverse circumstances in your life,
yes,
that look impossible. I believe the power of praise is going to set you free. Teach just for a moment and
then praise God. Yes, sir. I'd love to do it. You know, praise is one of the most overlooked weapons in the arsenal of the believer. The truth is, most of us are waiting for our circumstances to change or waiting to feel like it. We're waiting to be in the mood. But the truth is, Sid, if we begin to praise God, it actually has the power to shift our circumstances. You know, even as we're speaking right now, I feel the Holy Spirit telling me there are people that the enemy has tried to lock down and delay, and you're waiting for something to happen. You need to happen to something. You need to open your mouth. See, praise is not the fast song that we do at the beginning of church service. I mean, that's fun, but that's not it. Praise is when I declare God's reputation back to Him in spite of what I see happening in my life around me. So there have been seasons in my life where I've battled things physically. I might be sick in my body, but I say to the Lord, You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord who heals every sickness and every disease. And I give You praise that there's not a cell of cancer. There's not a virus. There's not a disease and infirmity that can mess with my life because I give You praise. If I am in need, if I'm in lack, I say, God, You are Jehovah, Jireh, the God who provides for my needs. Whatever is happening in my life, I like to say I go into opposite mode. And I give God praise in the opposite of my circumstances. And Sid, time and again, I've seen God move and break the power of my circumstances and shift it through my praise.
Praise God.
Praise God. Right now, God, I give You praise that You are saving people. Even as we've spoken about conviction, I give You praise that You're the Savior. You're the healer. God, there's people right now that need guidance and direction. I thank You that You are the Lord, our shepherd. You lead us and guide us into all truth by Your Spirit. I give You praise that You're releasing divine prophetic instructions right now. God, I thank You that You are healing people right now. You're the healer. And I give You praise that You are dissolving cancer. Serra mandor. Every cell of it dissolves now in Jesus' name because You're the healer. I thank You that You're the Lord of the breakthrough and You're releasing breakthrough right now over the airways. You are breaking through. You're the breaker. You're the Lord who goes up at the head and You're releasing that right now. We give You praise for doing it. You are the one who does these things for us. You're the way maker. You're the miracle worker. You're releasing miracles across the airways right now. Even in this studio, You are touching Your people. We thank You for doing it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Woo!
Now that is praise.
Come on.